Hi, Sally's Blaine.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Thursday, the 31st of March. Sun is in Aries, ruled by Mars. Planets are saying...
Well, okay,
and the planets are...
Even more assorted.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Okay, coherence may not be the prevailing condition, and it may initially look as though your words are falling on deaf ears, which could engender an overwhelming desire to repeat yourself or offer a painstaking explanation of your position that would impress or sway the Supreme Court. Try to refrain. This is more about cultivating the faith that you will get through based on the validity of your view. Moreover, be fairly disciplined about focusing on the parts that are serving the purpose, working, suiting the needs, and so forth, rather than on their less attractive, but admittedly equally vocal, relatives. Otherwise, current influences will happily say, why should we be the only ones who are optimistic about the prospects, and cheerfully reinforce your reservations, issues, etc. instead. Plus, and this is a biggie, people aren't exactly thinking things through or taking responsibility for their choices, which could generate some really amazing propositions. And since your approval could be sought for a few of these amazing propositions, your assignment is to determine whether your information has a fighting chance of deterring the individual or individuals in question from doing something daft.
Daft. Okay. Signs particularly affected by these assorted planets.
Aries, Cancer, Leo, Pisces.
And if one's birthday, 31st of March.
You should certainly be optimistic about your prospects and confident about the viability of your endeavors. With this amount of powerful planetary activity on your birthday, you are hands down going to make a statement this year, although it falls to you to ensure it's the kind of statement that can be printed in a family newspaper rather than the front page of a tab.
Well, good luck. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.